The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's 8 trivia questions on things that are wild from my friend Katie Christofferson, a trivia host in Hawaii. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. Today, we have a really fun episode with 8 wild trivia questions from my friend, Katie Christofferson, who is a trivia host. She goes by that Trivia Girl, I think on Instagram, and I think she just changed it to Trivia Kawaii, if I'm not mistaken. But you can find her linked in the show notes of this episode. Katie also is a big traveler, so she was all over Alaska and LA and back to Hawaii, and she wrote some fun trivia questions for us to use in the show about things that are wild. So that's the topic for today. I hope you have fun playing along with those questions. If you want to find more about Katie, click the link in the show notes. And also, if you're a trivia host or a party planner or something like that, and you want some trivia rounds, Katie and her company Trivial Minds can help you out. Go to trivialminds.com, and that's also linked in the show notes if you want to click on it real easy and see what they're all about. They'll send you some sample rounds and things like that, and you can sign up for like a monthly subscription, and they'll send you all the content that they make for their live trivia events for the month. And I don't think it's just Katie involved. There's several different trivia hosts from different parts of the country on board that thing. So go check it all out at trivialminds.com. We have a couple new Patreon subscribers. Welcome, my friends. Let's see those names in this email. Welcome, my friends, Kyle Almer just joined us. Thank you, Kyle, for your generous donation, as well as my friend, Amy. Jeppesen, I think is your last name. Let me just double check that. Yep, Amy Jeppesen and Kyle Almer. Thank you guys so much for being on board the Patreon train. You can join like these two fine folks did over at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. We are up to 43 patrons. Guys, when we get to 50, I'm buying every single person a pop culture item from a franchise that they love. If you love Family Guy, you're getting something. If you like Star Trek, you're getting something. If you like The Office, you're getting something good. So get excited. And when we get to 50, everybody gets something very cool and special from me that I will go out and handpick. It won't just be like a sticker. It'll be like a nice thing, like a pair of socks from the Goonies or something like that. So get excited. That's going to be very, very cool. Here's a review from my friend Kyle. I don't know if this is the Kyle Almer who just joined us or not, but this is a review on iTunes and gave it 5 stars. It says, great trivia questions provided by a great host. Thank you, Kyle. He says, my only recommendations for how to improve this podcast are to improve the audio quality of the podcast recorded at live events and provide all answers for Trivia Bingo podcast, not just the answers to the bingo winners questions. I still don't know the answer to the question, what team has the most NFL player arrests? It's not so easy to Google the answer to that question. Thank you so much for that review, Kyle. And I'll give you the answer to that question right now, according to NFLarrest.com. So this is a crazy website that I used to find that. And it is the Denver Broncos. They have the most arrests for players that have been on their team. And they break it down by DUI, drugs, domestic violence, assault and battery, alcohol disorderly, other, gun, license and traffic, theft, burglary, and sex. And there's a lot of sex ones on there. So it's brutal. And that's the team that has the most arrests. That would be the Denver Broncos. And NFLarrest.com is where I got that from. And that is a good note that you bring up, Kyle. I should give all the answers to the bingo podcast episodes, not just the people who get bingo. I usually just read their answers out loud and go, all right, that's it. On some episodes, I have gone back and read all the answers, but I've only done that as of late. So on the earlier bingo trivia episodes, I definitely didn't do that. And I will make sure I do it in the future so you can get all the answers to the questions that I asked, not just those 5 for the winner. And in terms of improving the audio quality of the podcast, I do agree with you. I don't always have my Zoom recorder with me because it's kind of set up on my my desk at home, and it is portable and I can take it very easily, but it's just another thing to carry. So I usually just record the live episodes on the voice recorder memo app on my iPhone. And I know that it's not always super, super great. And there's some episodes where it's like way worse and cavernous than others. But I try to just record at the places that are kind of smaller with lower ceilings so that you can hear it a little bit clearer. Even when I do bring my Zoom to those events, it's not always the best. So, and I'm not a huge audio guy. I'm not like what they call an audiophile. So I will do my best to try and make the quality better, but that is a good note as well. Thank you, Kyle. All right, guys, if you want to leave a review, I will read those on the air, and you can just find that over on the podcast app. If you scroll all the way to the bottom, I think it lets you leave a review for the show. We're up to 144 reviews, which is crazy. I think just a month or two ago, we were at like 120. So we've really doubled in the last month or two. Thank you for taking the time to do that. If you dig the show, and thanks for telling a friend about the show, that means the world to me. Okay, we're going to jump into this fun episode with 8 questions on things that are wild from Katie Christofferson, the trivia girl in Hawaii. Here we go with some questions on wild things from Katie. Question number one. In Maurice Sendak's 1963 picture book, Where the Wild Things Are, the main character Max is wearing what kind of costume? Question number one. In Maurice Sendak's 1963 picture book, Where the Wild Things Are, the main character Max is wearing what kind of costume? Question number one. Question number two. In 1979, what comedian, actor, and musician won the second of his 5 so far Grammy Awards for a comedy album called A Wild and Crazy Guy? Number two, 1979, what comedian, actor, and musician won the second of his 5 Grammy Awards for a comedy album titled A Wild and Crazy Guy? Number two. Question number three. What author was born in Dublin in 1854 to wealthy parents and died destitute in Paris in 1900? Number three. What author was born in Dublin in 1854 to wealthy parents and died destitute in Paris in 1900? Question number four. In a 1989 sports comedy, what actor portrayed a MLB pitcher nicknamed Wild Thing? That's a great question. Number four. In a 1989 sports comedy, what actor portrayed an MLB pitcher nicknamed Wild Thing? Question number five. Which of the founding fathers is said to have preferred the wild turkey to the bald eagle as the national bird of the United States of America? Number five. Who thought we should do a turkey instead of a bald eagle as the symbol? Number five. Question number six. What state is the home of the NHL team known as the Wild? Number six. What state is the home of the NHL team known as the Wild? Question number seven. The server uniforms at Buffalo Wild Wings are jerseys with what number signifying the year the franchise was established in Ohio? Is it 77, 82, 94? What do you think? 77, 82, or 94 for the jersey number at Buffalo Wild Wings? Number seven. And question number eight. In what town was Wild Bill Hickok when he was shot and killed in 1876? In what town was Wild Bill Hickok? I can't say that name. Hickok, when he was shot and killed in 1876. What town? All right, those are your 8 questions from Katie Christofferson. Check her out with the link in the show notes, and we'll be right back with the answers to those wild trivia questions in just a minute. Here we go, everybody. This was the wild things round. Let's see how you did. Question number one coming your way. In Maurice Sendak's 1963 picture book, Where the Wild Things Are, the main character Max is wearing what kind of costume? That is a wolf costume. He has the crown and the white thing with the tail, and that's supposed to be a wolf. And that is a book from 63, also a movie from 10 years ago or so. Did you like the movie? If you're listening to this, let me know. I kind of like that movie. I think we own it on Blu-ray. It's a very interesting movie. It's pretty dark, but I thought it was kind of well done. Not really like a great kids movie, but Just an interesting movie. Number two, in 1979, what comedian, actor, and musician won the second of his five so far Grammy Awards for a comedy album titled A Wild and Crazy Guy? That would be Mr. Steve Martin. Steve Martin, he has a great book called Born Standing Up. You should check it out. Number two. Number three, what author was born in Dublin in 1854 to wealthy parents and died destitute in Paris in 1900? That would be Oscar Wilde. Oscar Wilde. And number four, in a 1989 sports comedy, what actor portrayed MLB picture nicknamed Wild? Pitcher nicknamed Wild Thing. That was Charlie Sheen, kind of before he was crazy, right? Charlie Sheen, back in the Hot Shots and Hot Shots Part Deux era of the 89s. Number five, which of the founding fathers is said to have preferred the wild turkey to the bald eagle? That is Benjamin Franklin. I've heard that fact before. I think I've asked that question. Benjamin Franklin. Number six, what state is the home of the NHL team known as the Wild? That would be Minnesota. Home of Mall of America, a great place to go and see comedy shows at the House of Comedy there. Number seven, the server uniforms at Buffalo Wild Wings are jerseys with what number signifying the year the franchise was established in Ohio? 77, 82, or 94? It was 82. They opened in 1982. And question number eight, in what town was Wild Bill Hickok when he was shot and killed in 1876? There's an HBO show with the same town name, and that would be Deadwood, South Dakota. I don't think I realized that was in South Dakota until I just read it. So those are your answers to Wild Things Trivia. Great job, Katie. Really fun questions. Thanks for sending those on your travels all over our fine country. Again, find Katie in the links in the show notes. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Go to them for all your printing needs. Custom printing done right in San Dimas, the home of Bill and Ted. FMDesignsInc.com for info. And we had the question yesterday, who was Kevin engaged to at the start of The Office? And the answer was Stacy. And the question of the day winner was Mary Morrison. Mary, I sent you an envelope with some fun stuff in it. Be on the lookout for it in the next couple of days. Great job, Mary Morrison, getting that Stacy answer from yesterday. And today's question of the day is about a network. What network aired a game show called Wild and Crazy Kids? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com with the answer to that question. What network aired a game show called Wild and Crazy Kids? Today's trivia team name of the day is a combination of a rapper and a ska group, and it would be the Mighty Mighty Boss Tone Lokes. The Mighty Mighty Boss Tones and Tone Loke, Wild Thing Rapper, which is what made me think of this one for today. The Mighty Mighty Boss Tone Lokes. Funky Monkey Designs, thank you for sponsoring the question of the day. Thank you guys for listening to the show, and thanks for signing up for our Patreon page. Remember, all Patreon donations this month are going to help the communities of Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas, where we had some more horrific shootings. You can donate more money at the link in the show notes, and the total for the month will be sent over to a page that kind of compiles them for different charities in the communities of Dayton and El Paso. So go check that out. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend. We'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with Buds. Cheers.